Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Matt Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Matt Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Matt Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Matt.
Let's do a live radio broadcast. Good afternoon, everybody. And I mean everybody, everywhere. Hey, gang, and welcome to the 11th day of Christmas. What did you get? Well, I'll tell you what I got. I got a beautiful 73-degree day that's sunny from wall to wall, right here in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. Wow, I feel great. Hi, gang, I'm Mac Newton, and this is the Power Hour. Welcome aboard. We are pleased to have you. We've got a great show on tap for you today. Here it is, already the 15th day of December. As I said, the 11th day of Christmas. You know, the 12 days of Christmas started yesterday. So the 12 days of Christmas my true love gave to me. I know what they got up in Minneapolis. They got two and a half feet of snow. Wow, that was a winter. All through the eastern part of the United States, they're getting snow by the buckets. Wow, a good time to be in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, gang, we're listening to Joe McBride. You know, when you listen to him right off the bat, the first person you think about, you know, is Chris. Where's my mind? Help me out. Zach? No, it's Culbertson. Brian Culbertson. That's the guy. That's who comes to mind right away when you listen to Joe McBride. And one of the reasons why, I think, is his influences. Joe McBride played a lot recently when he traveled with guitars and saxes with Dave Koz and Rick Braun, the trumpeter. I was trying to think of him earlier. The trumpeter Rick Braun, and also the guitarist Peter White, which we will hear on this CD. Anyway, our musical guest host today, the piano player, Joe McBride. Now, if that name McBride sounds familiar and you're a sports fan, yes, he is the son of Bake, as in cooking, Bake McBride, an outfielder for the St. Louis Cardinals back in the day. Now, I can say back in the day. Zach, you can't quite say it yet, but I can. So, anyway, so he was born in St. Louis. I think he was Fulton, Missouri, when his dad was playing outfield for the St. Louis Cardinals. And you may remember Bake McBride because he had this fro that was outrageous. It would come outside of underneath his hat, you know, and it was just amazing. He had a fro that was really incredible. But anyway, our musical guest host, you're going to hear more of his music and find out lots more about Joe McBride as we continue on with the Power Hour. Hey, gang, we got a great show on tap for you guys today. Kind of a different show for us today because we've been spending so much time with our phenomenal guest, our guest that we have in studio here on the phone, that we've kind of gotten behind a little bit on our main topic. And I heard from you guys about that this week, and I apologize. We'll catch up. So we are going to, as soon as we give our shout outs and kind of catch up on our, public events and current affairs, we're going to get right into our main topic, which is the continuing subject of goal setting. But as we always do, we got to say hello to the fabulous Natasha. She wasn't with us last week, so welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be back. Hello, everybody.
And of course, behind the glass, making the entire show happen, the magic man.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fabulous. How you feeling?
Man, I can't believe it's December out here. It feels like summertime almost.
I know. You got to turn your air conditioning back on, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I hear a guy on the radio stuck 35 hours in the snow trying to get to Toronto, and here I am with my AC blowing.
That was cold. That was cold. You know, I did see on the news, too, a family was stranded up in the snow. I mean, like for 12 or 14 hours. Can you imagine being in a car with three screaming kids for 12 hours? I think that's just about enough to make you jump out of the car and run off into the snow. That's not funny. What's wrong with me? Sometimes I worry about me. The craziest things are funny to me. Well, anyway, welcome to December. In fact, it's halfway over already. I guess I'm unlike a lot of guys. I've got most of my Christmas shopping already done. I think maybe, I'm done. You should be. I have got it already done. Maybe one more thing. The way I do it is when I go shopping, I buy a present for someone on my list, buy one for me, buy one for someone else on the list, one for me. And I think I stopped shopping the last time when I bought one for someone else. So I'm due one or two for myself right now. So I got to catch up on that.
Good for you.
I don't know. I'm going to blame my Mac shake this morning for this mood I'm in. You know, the banana was far, far too ripe. Yeah, well, anyway, we got a great show on tap for you guys today. I'm excited about it because the more I talk about goal setting, the more I learn, the more I do, and the more I find out. So, in fact, so many people I've heard from around the country listening to this saying, you know, I've listened to you do this goal setting thing before, but you're talking about different stuff. I didn't hear you talk about that before. You know why? Because I continue to study. I continue to read and find out more stuff than ever before. So we are going to really get into our goal setting immediately, and so that we can catch up and go further so that you guys can get rolling with this. But first, as always, our shout-outs, right? Yeah, right here on the Power Hour. Shout-outs. And of course, we're gonna start off our shout-outs, giving one out to Barry up in Chicago. Barry, you know what? I really appreciate all you're such a concerned, you've been a concerned student of mine for a long, long time. And you know what I want you to do this year? This is what I want you to do, Barry. I want you to set this as a goal for yourself. I want you to increase the level of intensity in your training. I want you to learn all of your necessary patterns for your third degree. And when you're ready, I want you to come down here and see me so you can test for your next black belt rank. It's just not enough to go on and stay the same level because you're actually losing ground. You're either moving ahead or moving back. There's no such thing as staying in the same place. See, what's happening to you, Barry, is you're working on, you know, 1 year's experience 20 times as opposed to 20 years experience. I want you to get to a position where you're in a way to learn new things. We don't want to continue to make the same mistakes, but we want to make new ones because we're mistake-making organisms. Our job is to make mistakes, but we want to make new ones, brand new ones all the time. And a lot of people fool themselves into thinking that since they're getting better on the old mistakes, they're making progress. No, you're still making the same mistakes, and that's not progress. So if you're not moving ahead, you're automatically moving backwards. You're getting worse. There's no such thing as marking time. There's no such thing as staying in the same place. You're either getting better or you're getting worse. So which one are you? Now, let that be one of your goals next year, Barry, so that you can really take advantage of all things you've learned from me in the past by planning on moving into the future. All right? Let me hear from you on that. Okay, further shout-outs. Andy up in Spain, hello to you. Al out in South FLA. Okay? Larry and Kitty right here in the Valley. Veronica G in the Philippines. Peter and the Bevzilla. Peter, we're looking to see you back in the house as soon as possible, and we're hoping you are feeling better. Jeff out in Chandler selling Mercedes-Benz. DZ up in Michigan. And of course, I already mentioned Barry up in Chicago. And Nick, we just talked to Nick earlier today. How's the weather up in Denver? All my peeps up there. Hope everything's going well for you. Drive safely on, up in the mountains with all those switchbacks up in Evergreen, Colorado. All right. Okay, gang, a big update on our online workouts. This is a big day for Newton Fitness. We turned all of our online workouts over to our computer programmer just a few hours ago. You know we got to get a hand for that. And you know what? You know why this is all happening? It's all happening because of goal setting. So you know how I feel right now? I feel charged with energy that all of this work has come to fruition. This is the biggest change I've made in Newton Fitness since I started the business, that we now have Newton Fitness online. It is amazing. You will, in a matter of days now, be able to, this is what you'll be able to do. You'll be able to log on and right on my front page. And see, I can see all this stuff already because my programmers already designed all these pages behind our current website. And I can go there and look at it and see how it works. It's going to look fabulous. Natasha, would you like to see it?
Yes.
Would you like to see that?
I'm going to bring
it up right now while we're on the air and let you see exactly what it's going to look like. I'll call you when I'm ready to take a look at it because she's sitting on the other side of the desk. I'm going to pull it up right here with all of my...
I'm excited to see.
It's going to look great. So I'm going to pull this up. Let me see. Right here. Here we go. Right there. We'll just pull this up. This will be our new homepage. Going to let you take a look at it. And going to let you take a look at this here. Unfortunately, Zach is behind the glass, and he won't be able to see this. So we'll describe it for all you guys out there to see. And this is all a result of goal setting. You know, I remember back in the day when I, about 1988, when I first found out about goal setting and what it can represent to you. And then I think it was about 86. Mid-90s, I wanted to... What's happening with my... What's on here? It's taking a long time to come up. I'll just wait for it because there's a lot of it to come up, and I don't want to click on it too many times because then you have a whole bunch of them up there. You know what I mean, Zach? See, Zach knows all about computers. Me, well, I'm just struggling right here.
I think you're doing terrific.
Well, thank you.
You just put it together.
Yeah, well...
Mason Quantum Leap.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. They're so nice to me. And the looks they give me when they say that, dude, they're just tolerating me. They just are. They're playing with me. So anyway, but when I started with this goal setting thing, I just jumped in with both feet. I just loved it, the whole concept. But it was in the late 1990s when I decided to try a goal setting experiment with my entire Pee Wee class. I decided that I wanted to teach them about the power of goal setting. I want to teach them what happens. There it comes. I want to teach them about the power of setting goals and that you can become like the fortune teller of your life, of your world. And you can make happen. And like I said last week, you can go from positive thinking, positive hoping, positive knowing, that you know anything that you get in your mind, you can in fact bring about. So what happened is I decided that we as a class would bring about a goal, and for me, that the Pee-wees and I would work on step by step, and it would be their input that would determine where this experiment would go. Well, we decided that I would get my own TV show. That's what I decided, that we would get my own TV show. And I'd never been on television before. I'd never hosted anything. And so I used the same process I want to teach you guys. And before the end of that year, I had a show on Cox Cable entitled The Mac Newton Power Hour. The Power Hour first started as a television show, as a result of an experiment as a result of an experiment in goal setting. We did every single step that I'm going to tell you guys about. And the Pee-wees follow along with that. You know? Come here, take a look at this now, Natasha. Here it is. Look at this here. Now, here's the, this is the new page. It's not up for anyone to see online. But as you can see, it looks just like our old one, except when you get here, you see it says Newton Fitness Online, workout at Max Gym. You see that part there?
I see. That looks nice.
Yes, it looks nice. It's a picture of the gym when we're working out in there. That's a picture taken from the workouts. Now, I'll click on that and watch where that's going to take us. That's going to take us to where everyone will see me doing some crunches and then coming off of the crunch bar. And okay, now all of a sudden they're in Max Gym. They're in my gym, and there I am doing crunches. And there. And now I'm going to do the introduction to all of the online workouts. See, here it is right here.
Most of the time when you're watching videos like this,
wow.
Set.
See, that's what they're going to see. Isn't that cool?
That's cool. It feels like you're being like present Jackson. In your gym.
Yeah, like you're right there, huh?
Ricky Henderson, like you're being alive.
This is like TV on radio. See, Zach? This is like TV on radio. So they're going to be in my gym, seeing me in my gym, and I'm going to introduce all of the online workout, and it's going to be Max Gym.
It doesn't matter.
Want to, check this out. Watch this, Natasha.
Matter, like
you click on this one little thing, and it takes it from that small, 6x6 picture to full screen.
Oh, wow.
Full screen. Zach says, I want to see this. I can't. Full screen.
It'll be coming soon.
It'll be coming soon. You know it will be. How cool is that, huh?
I love it.
It looks great. There you go.
It doesn't matter if you're 250 pounds.
I know you are.
It doesn't matter if you're 85.
Now this is just what we're doing now is we're just explaining the we're just introducing everybody to how the online workouts are going to go. You know, that we're just introducing them, you know, telling them how it's going to work and how they can, you know, how you can subscribe. And there are 12 different workouts, all the way from someone who is maybe who might describe themselves as being too old or too far, that they are beyond help. And that they've looked at themselves as being helpless, that there's nothing they can do. Nothing can help them. They're too fat. They're too old. They're too injured. Well, you know what? I got to work out for them. And all the way from there, all the way up to Olympic performance levels and everything in between. It's so exciting. All done right there in my gym. It's amazing. So, but this is the excitement that I feel that I want all of you guys out there to feel. Just another accomplished goal that takes you. And you know, when people think, oh, how much are you going to make from that? It's not about the money. It's never about the money. It's always about the achievement. It's about what you're going to do, how you're going to benefit and help others, and all the thrill you get in being alive and going out there and doing this, putting yourself on the line for people to either accept or reject your contribution. It's phenomenal. But you know what though? With me, when we did the TV show, Cox 9, Mac Newton Power Hour, it was a great success. In fact, the only reason we stopped it, from my perspective, it just took too long to do those radio shows, and I had a whole business to run, and plus I accepted a position as a conditioning coach with the Chicago Cubs. So, but it was done as a goal-setting experiment. And that went a long way with me. So by the time I got around to setting a goal of opening up a restaurant, Mac Daddy's, I was now convinced of the method that you need to be successful. And we all know what a big success that was. So, you know what, gang? I want you to share in the excitement. I want you to share in the feeling of accomplishment. And that going from positive thinking positive knowing that your life becomes a grand adventure in accomplishment. And people say, well, you know, it's all about destiny. You know, it's, you know, what's going to be is going to be. Que sera, sera. It's not. It's all about what you want. It's all about what the life you want to live. It's about your ability to desire something for yourself. Do you know what, Zach? Most people don't even know what it is they want. You know what they settle for? They think they want what they want, but no. They want what they think they can get. They're not really driven by their true wants. They may want something, but their mind is doing a filtration process on it and saying, well, I really want that, but I can't because I know I can't have it. So you settle. You settle for less. You know, that's not really what life is about. Not really. And so that's what we want to talk about today. More about goal setting. Well, right now I'm really on my update about what's happening. So when can you expect to go online and look and watch that introduction? When can you expect to go online and pick out a description? And here's the cool thing. When you read the descriptions, you don't even have to read them. Just press a button and you hear my voice describing it for you. And let's say you can't even pick it out. You're not sure. Just push a button, fill out a very short questionnaire. And as soon as you press enter, it'll generate an email to me. And guess what? I will receive it right here at my desk. And then I will read it and I will make a suggestion for you which class you should start at. How cool is that? How cool is that? Now, let's say you get it and you start working out. You have questions. You know what you do? You send me an email. You call me up. You know why? Because you're not a stranger anymore. You are one of my clients. And you have now, by virtue of working out online with me, have access to me. You can send me emails, ask me questions, and I will answer them just for you as it pertains to your working out with me online. Now, how much is all this going to cost? $10 a workout. And you can even get a lower price than that by buying them in bulk. That's cool.
That sounds good.
You know what? I've given this a lot of thought. I'm excited about it. I am excited about what it represents. And see, this is not like one of those workouts. And I'm not putting them down. That's one way to do it. I mean, to hire a bunch of fitness models. You know, they all look perfect. And you choreograph the whole thing. And you go into a warehouse and you do it. That's great. But this is not like that. These are my actual clients in my gym. Real people. And you know how you know they're real people? Because they have names. And I introduce them to you. And guess what, gang? You're going to be able to see the fabulous Natasha because she's going to... How many are you in now, Natasha?
I have done four. Well, let's put it this way. Three and a half.
Three and a half? What do you mean three and a half?
Well, one tape I did just stretching part. The second part was very hard.
Was way over your head. Okay.
Yes,
you'll be able to work out with the fabulous Natasha, and that is just going to be terrific. So anyway, that's our update for you guys. In other words, just keep looking out for it every day. It's going to be at any time. Literally, it could be there Monday. It could be up Monday. They could be up next Thursday. It's on a day-by-day basis right now. We've got little details to work through. And if all the things come through, it'll be there quickly. Certainly, we'll feel very confident it's going to be before the first of the year. So anyway, I hope you're excited about it as I am. And I want you to get into that same process of goal setting. Okay, it is now exactly 25 minutes past the hour. Let's get right back into our discussion about goal setting, where we left off at last week. You know what? What we talked about last week, number one of the 12-step system. Well, just to bring you up, and if you missed any of this, just go back online and look at the titles, and you'll see what we're discussing. All right? Last week, we were discussing, I think it has goal setting continued. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to be more specific in those titles. I'm going to write down exactly what we're discussing on that so people will be able, in fact, I'm going to change all those titles. So it just won't be part one, part two, point three. I'm going to change that to where it'll be exactly what I'm talking about that week. And people will be able to see it. Okay, good. There you go. Now, last week, I told you about how to get your major definite purpose. Didn't we discuss that, Zach? How to get your major definite purpose. The one goal that we're going to use this 12-step system on. And we started off by giving you step number one. And step number one is intense burning desire. Intense burning desire. And that's the motivational force that moves you forward. What's the Devo motivational force? Fear, of course. Fear and something called inertia. Something that stops you once you're in motion. In the past, I referred to it as resistance. But inertia and resistance, the same thing. And you know how you overcome both of those things? With desire. You got to want something real, real bad. Desire is that tremendous force that enables you to overcome the fear that holds you back. And the greatest single obstacle to success is fear of all kinds. Fear is the reason you sell yourself short. It's the reason that you settle for far less than you're capable of. Last week, Zach, did I tell you about Pat Howard? When I was in school, I met a girl named Pat Howard, and I walked her home one day from McDonald's in Chicago. Did I ever tell you that story last week? Okay.
No, sir.
Okay. I met Pat Howard in high school. Well, Pat Howard is the girl that everyone was in love with. Why? Because she was a little bit more developed than everybody else at 15. And, you know, and so one day I'm walking home from high school, and halfway between school and my home was a McDonald's. Now, you don't remember any of this, Zach, because that was back in the day when McDonald's had the real arches. You know, I mean, they really had arches. You know, they really had the golden arches. They went from the ground all the way up and back to the ground on the back of the restaurant.
I've seen pictures of that?
Okay. And where they didn't have where the entire counter was like outside. You just walked up to it. It was like inside like it is today. You walked up to the counter, and you could buy a hamburger for 12 cents. 12 cents for a hamburger, and I think something like 13 cents for some fries. In fact, 37 cents bought you fries, hamburger, and a Coke. You got change from 50 cents. Wow. And you know what? The hamburgers came wrapped in little yellow wrappers, and they were really good. They actually were made out of beef. I'm not sure what they made out of today, but they were made out of beef back in those days with a little mustard and ketchup on it and a couple pickles. Probably were real pickles then, too. And maybe some onion.
What happened to the girl?
Would you let me get back to it over here? I'm getting, I got to describe it. We got to talk about the burger. Can you feel this little television thing going here now, Zach?
I'm definitely getting hungry.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, you want to get to the girl.
Come on. Get to the point.
No, I'm at the point. This is the point. The hamburger. We are halfway from school to home, and we are at McDonald's. And guess who's there? Pat Howard. Pat Howard is at McDonald's. But you had to know the hamburgers were really good. You got to be patient. You got to understand how a storyteller works.
Okay.
So, anyway. So, we're standing there and we're talking. And I said, well, I got to go. And I started, she goes, oh, we're going the same way. So, as we start walking, I said, hey, well, listen, there's a school dance next week. Boy, I guess you're going to be really, really, you know, everyone's going to be dancing with you all the time. And she, you know what she said? She says, well, no, not really. Whenever I go to a dance, I never dance. Why not? She's because all the guys are afraid to talk to me. All the guys are afraid to ask me to dance. So I learned all about that then. I just didn't know that this is something that would affect me and everyone else in the world for the rest of our lives. That fear stops us from going after what we wanted. Now, lots of guys wanted to dance with Pat. Lots of guys wanted to go out with Pat, but they never asked her because they were afraid. And that's the way it is for the rest of your lives. All the things you want, you may want it, but you won't go after it. You will then convince yourself that you want something less, something that you think matches who you are better and what you think you can get. You see what I'm saying, Zach? So it's not really your want. See, the thing is, that's why I say the first most important element of goal setting is desire. You got to desire what you want, because desire is invariably personal. You've got to want your goal. So if you really want Pat Howard and you end up with Marie Johnson, well, she is not going to get the same treatment as you would have given Pat Howard, because she's really what you wanted. You got to go after what you want. But most people don't go after what they want. They go after what they think they can get. They think they go after what they think they deserve. That's what most people go after. So first thing here now, is you gotta decide what it is you want. You've got to decide what it is you want, and we've got to build that desire. The law of concentration. The law of concentration says this, that a law of concentration says that whatever you dwell upon goes, grows. Whatever you think about on an ongoing basis is going to grow. So whatever it is you want, whatever you've decided you want, you got to think about it. You got to talk about it. You got to write it down. You got to keep going on and on about what it is you want. So the number one thing is desire. Desire, okay? All right. It is now 29 minutes past the hour, gang. My name is Mac Newton. I do get fired up about this once in a while because can you feel my passion about it? Can you feel how strongly I feel that whatever you want is tied up in your ability to set goals, your ability to write it down on paper, your ability to believe that you deserve and that you've got what it takes to get it? Otherwise, you're going to end up settling for the rest of your life, just like so many others, just settling for what you can have, pretending you're happy with something that doesn't make you happy, trying to convince yourself how lucky you have just that. Well, you know what? I have settled before, and I'm not settling anymore. I go after what I want. Any goal is a good goal unless, as long as it's your goal. You're listening. You can hear Peter White there in the background playing. You can hear Rick Braun on trumpet. Yes, and maybe Dave Koz on saxophone. You're listening to the piano stylings of Joe McBride, the son of Bake McBride, and more of his music, his song stylings, right after these words. You guys stay right where you are. My name is Mac Newton, the fabulous Natasha right there, our exercise enthusiast, and of course, the magic man, Zach Geis. Behind the glass. We'll be right back. Hi, gang, I'm Mac Newton. And as much as you enjoy listening to the Power Hour and the feeling you get being shown the way, a way to get the most out of yourself, sometimes it boils down to just you and where you are. But no matter where you are, you're always going to have something that can go with you. www.macnewton.com. No matter where you are or where you may be, you'll be able to log on and work out with me. Mac Daddy. I mean, exactly the same workout that Aeneas Williams did, the same workout that Bo Jackson did, the same workout that Jay Novacek did, the same workout that Ricky Henderson did, the same workout that Dan O'Brien, the Olympian gold medalist, did. Yes, you, wherever you may be. www.macnewton.com. The home for champions, the home for winners, where you can read about success every day, no matter where you are, where you can work out and feel that you are on your path to accomplishing your goal. And let's say you don't want to be an Olympian, you're not interested in playing football. Well, what do you think a chief executive officer is but a top performing athlete? And you too need to be in the best shape of your life. There you have it. No matter who you are or where you are, www.macnewton.com is for you. Tune in today. I'm Mac Newton. Hey gang, welcome back. Don't you enjoy the music of Joe McBride? Very soothing, very mellow. Hey, friend, you know, the thing that really gets me,
let me tell you about my girl.
When you look at
I thought I loved
people who choose music for
now I gotta
for a career,
way deep down
It's a passion for them, is what they really want to do. I think she's leaving me. And Joe McBride is no exception. He started playing piano at the age of 4. And of course, like so many other pianists, he was playing piano in church. So he grew up playing gospel music, then went ahead to bebop and R&B, and finally settled into straight-ahead jazz. But you know, later in life, he was struck down by a degenerative eye disease that eventually took his eyesight. But it did not weaken his passion for music. Didn't diminish it one bit. He continued his studies. He continued to play. And before you know it, as pretty much a blind piano player, he was playing for the band Fatburger, guitarist Steve Laurie. He went on to play with such groups as, you know, with Larry Carlton, Rick Braun, Peter White, Peter Elliott, Phil Perry, who you hear singing right here. So, like I was talking about before the break, you gotta be led by your passion. And when you talk about musicians, it's nothing unless it's passionate. They are very passionate about it. And you've gotta be the same way. Because when most people in the real world, outside of the music world, when something like that happens to them, they'll say, well, you gotta become more realistic and change your profession. I can't tell you how many times I've heard people tell me, Mac, when they found out my hip was degenerating, you got to find something else you can do. You got to do something else. But I don't want to do anything else. I'm a martial artist, and this is what I want to do. You understand what I'm saying, Zach?
Absolutely.
It just ticks me off when people are encouraged to stop doing their passion because circumstances change. When you hear him talk and you watch his gestures and you watch him play, you have no idea that he's sightless.
It's a passion.
A total passion. In some ways, he says, it's made him better because he knows that keyboard inside and out. It's also brought out his emotion and his passion for music that made him a better writer and composer. Well, according to Joe McBride. Well, anyway, our musical guest host, and we're very thankful that he did not give in to that setback and continued on, because it's made all of our lives brighter. That's Joe McBride. I suggest you make him a part of your musical library. Okay, gang, welcome back. This is the Power Hour. Goal setting for me is that thing that just seems to light me on fire, because everything that my life represents today, everything, I mean, these people sitting here with me in this studio, the studio that I'm in, that just a few years ago was a vacant lot, I built this. Everything was based on goal setting. Just an idea in my head, and the knowledge that if I really want it enough, I can make this happen. And that's not exclusive to me. That's with everybody. Everyone. You know? There was an ad, there was an advertisement on TV last week, maybe you saw it, for the American Idol. And they were using some of the past winners. And they were asking them what they thought their lives would be like if they hadn't got a chance to be on American Idol. He says, I don't know what I'd be doing, but American Idol gave me a chance to show what I really want to do. Don't give up on what you want to do. Just keep wanting it more and more, because most of the steps in these 12 steps are all designed to build your want. The more you want something, the better chance you have of getting it. When you watch athletes play and you see, like, when you know, you may not like Larry Bird as a person, you may not like Dennis Rodman as a person, but if there was a loose basketball on the floor, you want both of those players on your side, because there was a great chance they were going to get that loose ball. Why? They wanted it more, and they would kick you out of the way, they would elbow you, spit in your eye, whatever it took to get that ball. And I know you like sports, don't you, Zach?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Now, when you see athletes, like football players, and sometimes you see the ball is up in the air and both of them are jumping for it, you know which one's going to come down with it most of the time, the one that wants it the most. Am I correct?
Yeah, I mean, just they're focused on it. They're not going to let somebody take it.
They're going to get it. They're going to take it away. They're going to take it away. It's their ball. They're going to get it. How dare you even think about getting it? Life is like that, gang. How badly do you want it? How badly do you want it? Step number two. Step number two is you have to develop belief. You have to develop belief. Now, see, you know what belief does? Belief activates the three areas of your mind. The three areas of your mind. Did you know your mind has three areas to it, Zach? Three? Okay. Most people are only aware of two. And that's the conscious mind. That's like the keyboard of your computer. That's keying stuff in. That's the rational faculty. That's the part that makes decisions. Yes, no, maybe. And all that stuff is going into the subconscious mind or your processor. Okay? The processor stores information. It stores it. It compares information. And when you ask it a question, it'll feed it back to you. Your subconscious mind does exactly the same thing. So you see, so in that regard, a computer and your mind work the same. However, here's the big difference between the computer and the human mind. The human mind has the conscious mind that says yes, no, red, yellow, green, recognizes those things. Those go into your subconscious mind as data, as information to be stored. Your subconscious mind stores data, and whatever is predominant, whatever is the most common information, it'll be fed back to you. Let's just say every time you see an insect, like a cricket, grasshopper, you say you're afraid. Every time you say it, your rational mind says, I'm afraid of an insect. Your subconscious mind stores it. And then later on, after you've built that up and it's a predominant thought, you don't even have to think about an insect. All you have to do is see it. As soon as you see it, your subconscious mind will figure out exactly that you are afraid of insects and then feed it back to you, and you automatically have the reaction of fear. You won't have to decide to be afraid. In fact, you won't be able to not be afraid. It will be an automatic response to stimuli. That's how your conscious and subconscious mind works. So if you want to change what's in your subconscious mind, you have to change the input from your conscious mind. And you can train that. Okay, those are the two. What about the third one? That's called the superconscious mind. Yeah, haven't heard about that one, have you? Not much is known about that. It should be taught about it. But I'm here to teach you today about the superconscious mind. Now, here's what happens. Let's say, Zach, let's say you walk into music store and you see a guitar that represents the guitar you want. Your conscious mind says, that's the guitar I want. Your subconscious mind accepts that. Your eyes see it. Your conscious mind says, it is high quality, the sound I want. I don't want any lesser quality. I want that one. You see it. It drops into your subconscious mind. You walk away. But you see, your superconscious is now taking that picture that you had as an instruction to bring that guitar into your life. You can do it with writings, painting, people, buildings, money, jobs, friends, anything. And I can prove that it works because both of you have woken up in the middle of the night or driving down the street in your car or sitting having lunch, and all of a sudden something that you had been thinking about, something you wanted, the solution to that problem came right in your mind crystal clear. Has it not? Has that happened to you?
Yeah.
Yes. Has that happened to you, Zach?
I'd say so, definitely. You know, out of nowhere.
Out of nowhere, there it came. But here's the problem. It didn't go through your subconscious mind. It went right from your superconscious back to your conscious mind. And if you didn't write it down, if you didn't act on it right then, it went away. And you couldn't remember it because it was never in your subconscious mind. Now, belief activates your subconscious and your superconscious activity. The degree to which you believe that you deserve something and you are capable of making it happen. So step number two in goal setting, once you want something and you are building desire, the second thing you have to do is to develop belief that you deserve it. You got to develop the irrefutable belief that you deserve it. You must absolutely believe that it's possible for you to achieve this goal. You've got what it takes. This must be a belief, not a wish. Got to have faith that you deserve the goal and that it will come to you when you're ready for it, right out of your superconscious mind. Zach, you understand what I'm talking about right here?
Absolutely, sir.
Yeah, yeah, that's how it works. That's how it works. When I was designing Mac Daddy's, I had already designed the look of the restaurant, the music, pictures on the wall. I knew what I wanted the food to be like, but I did not have a menu. Out of nowhere, Mark Russell walked into my studio to join up. Mark Russell owns the chain of Oregano's restaurants. Just a coincidence, right? Exactly what I needed. To the degree to which you believe something to be true for you, it is, and you will then attract people, you will attract circumstances to you that are in harmony with the quality of your belief. Natasha, am I making sense to you here?
Yes, you're making perfect sense.
Okay. Zach, you know what the word catalyst means? What do you think that word means?
Catalyst is usually something that set off the rest of the chain of events.
Exactly. Something that initiates a change.
Like a fuse on a firecracker, I guess you could
Perfect
call.
Example. Water to powdered Kool-Aid. A catalyst. And belief is the catalyst to your mental powers. Belief is the catalyst. To the degree that you believe it, and because of that, all of your beliefs must be realistic. Remember we talked about earlier we want to set goals with about a 50% probability. Remember that, Zach?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I'm going to set them to be realistic. So if I earn $50,000 next year, If I earn $50,000 now every year and I want to earn $1 million next year, I mean, I can't get my mind to really believe that, okay? So I want to set a more realistic goal. I'm going to say set it in a 50% increment. Next year I'll earn $75,000. Well, since what I know about goal setting, I know that once you start doing that, you'll probably reach that goal of $75,000 in the first 3 months of the year. Now you'd have to reset that. 50% of $75,000, $37,500. I'm going to reset that. I'll probably have that in another 3 months. So by the end of the year, you may be earning $250,000 a year. But you couldn't have gotten your mind around that at the beginning of the year. So you've got to make your beliefs believable, but make you stretch. Because belief is the catalyst for your mental power. All right. Okay. Number three. Write your goal down. Goals that are not in writing are not goals at all. They are just wishes or fantasies. A wish is a goal with no energy behind it. When you write a goal down on a piece of paper, you crystallize it. You make it something concrete. You make it something tangible. You can touch it. You make it something you can pick up. You take it out of your mind and it becomes real now. If you don't write it down, as I said, it's not a goal. So when someone says, hey, Zach, I wish I could be more like you. If someone says, hey, Natasha, I want to be more like you. I wish I could wear clothes like you do. I wish I could style my hair like you. I wish I could be in shape like you. You know, Zach, I wish I could play guitar like you. I wish I had your energy, Zach. But you know what they're saying when they make that sentence? There's a comma at the end of that that says, but I know I can't. It's just a wish. A wish is a goal with no energy. I wish I could be like you. I wish I could lose this weight. I wish I could finish my education. I wish I could get a better job. I wish I could earn more money. I wish I was in better shape. But I know I can't. Gotta write it down. Gotta write it down in paper. When you write it down on a piece of paper, you bring it into the real world. You can touch it. You can look at it. And you know what? If I say the letters H-O-R-S-E, what are you seeing right now? What do you see? Zach, what do you see when I say those letters?
Horse.
A horse.
You see a horse. You didn't see the letters H-O-R-S-E, did you? No, you saw the horse. So when you write it down on paper, you don't see the letters. You see the image of what you wrote down. And that goes into your subconscious mind. And that is an instruction for your superconscious to work off of. Am I making sense now?
That's even more clear.
You write it down. And it write it down, it doesn't remain letters and words. It becomes now a picture. It becomes an image that is crystallized. Your eyes see it. It goes into your processor. It is stored there. But when you close your eyes and go to sleep with the instructions, I want that, it drops now into your superconscious mind. And it works on that. And everything you need to do, you will find yourself doing automatically to make that happen. You might not even know why you're doing it, but you'll be doing it to make that happen. Natasha, am I making sense now?
Oh, yes, you're making perfect sense.
Oh, now. Before, I was just throwing some words out there, but I had to get the words out there for desire. I had to get the words out there for belief. And now we got to write it down. Everything here is also building your want. Seeing it. Oh, I want that. I want that. Our advertising business in America, understands that so well. You know why? Because they, you know what they do? You know what they do, Zach? They don't have a picture of a hamburger. They have a picture of a hamburger that's 2 feet wide. There are no such hamburgers in the world, but there's one on the picture on your TV screen at home. It's that big. And you can see the smoke coming off of it, and you can see the juices dripping out of it, and you look at it and you think, I wonder if it's too late for me to go out and get one. That's why fast food restaurants are open all night, because commercials are running. You may not even be hungry, but you're out there buying one because that picture has made you want it. That's what the best salesmen in the world make you do. They want you. They make you want something. They are making you want it. That's what the best salespeople do. They make you want it. They make you think you can't live without it. You got to have it. You got to have it. You got to have it. That's what salespeople do. They state benefits. They go out there and tell you all the reasons your life will be better if you have this. Your life will be better if you have that. You'll be better looking. You'll be richer. Everyone will love you. And you're going, yeah. But you don't need a salesman to tell you about the things you really want in your life. Well, you may not really want that triple front loading washing system there. Well, you may not need a couch that seats 22 in your living room. Okay? But you may want that studio in your basement, though. How's that? You may want that guitar. All right.
Got one my super conscious is working on right now.
I didn't pick it out of nowhere. Okay. One of the most powerful methods of all for implanting a goal into your subconscious mind, and as soon as you get it there, and which is going to drop in your superconscious mind, is to write it down clearly, vividly, in detail, exactly as you want to have it. Decide what you want before you decide what's possible. Don't waste your time thinking about whether you can do it or not. Doesn't matter. Let's not worry about how you would bring that, how you would make it happen. You just do these things. Build your want, believe you can get it, believe you deserve it, and then write it down. Crystallize these images. You know what I say, gang? Make your life a masterpiece. Make your life the perfect one, the one you really want. Make it a masterpiece. Just don't settle. You know why? Because it's going to make you ticked off all the time you look at people who don't settle. You know what I'm talking about, Natasha?
Yes.
You see? I'm not sitting here looking at people online doing stuff thinking, you know what? I've got more experience than that person. I should be doing that. You know what? Then why aren't you? Why aren't you? You know, if that's what you really want, why aren't you doing it already? How much money do you really want to make? Well, my first question is you. Why aren't you making it already? Because you don't have the guts to set it as a goal? Okay, gang, let me leave you with this. We got about 4 minutes left in our show today. Let me leave you with this. For right now, for this moment, don't worry. Don't worry about how the goal is going to be achieved. Your main job right now is to be absolutely certain about exactly what it is you want. Not to worry about the process of achieving it. Your job is to make sure you develop belief that you deserve it. Your job is to write it down. And remember, we're only talking about one goal right now. Your major definite purpose, which we discussed in last week's show in great detail. Your major definite purpose. Okay, this brings us back up to date. This brings up, because next week we're going to make sure you remember, we're going to start off with step number 4.
Okay.
All right? Now, too many people don't write their goals down on paper. You know why? Whenever I hear someone says, oh, Mac, I don't need to write my goals down. I know what it is in my mind. You know what they're really telling me? This is what they're telling me. They're telling me that they don't think their goals are achievable. That's what they're telling me. That's what they're saying. They don't know that, but I do. When I say, you know what? In order for it to be a real goal, you got to write it down. Oh, no, I don't have to write it down. Oh, no, why not? Oh, because I have it in my mind. Oh, really? You probably can't remember where you park your car at in a mall.
I heard a kind of cheesy saying, but it says the world's shortest pencil is better than the world's longest memory.
Got that right. I've heard that said another way, too. That the palest ink is 100 times more powerful than the strongest memory.
It's like you tell me you know winners think on paper.
All the time. If it's important, write it down. All winners think on paper. Because deep in their hearts, this is why. Deep in their hearts, they don't think their goal is attainable. They don't think writing them down will do it any good at all. That's what they think. That it doesn't really matter. They attempt to protect themselves from disappointment. And in the process of doing that, they only assure themselves disappointment and underachievement as they go through life. But when you discipline yourself to write your goals down, the very act of writing your goal down overrides your failure mechanism. It activates your belief system. It heightens your desire. And it turns your success mechanism on to full throttle. Okay? Full throttle. All right, gang. That's it for this week, man. That's it for this week. I can't wait till you see the results of my goal setting for the last year. And as I think it was Natasha said, it's amazing how fast this has come about. It's amazing how fast it has come about. You know, and it does. Once you get started, you'll be amazed how fast it happens. We're listening to Joe McBride, and it's quite possible that most of you out there have never heard of Joe McBride before. But I'm sure you've enjoyed listening to his music. A very talented musician, a very talented family. I want to thank the fabulous Natasha for her inspiration. I want to thank Zach Geis, you know, for making this show happen. Because I'll tell you right now, without his assistance, it wouldn't happen the way it does. Oh, we would make it happen, but it wouldn't be like this. Zach brings a special sincerity to the show. Not just because he's here on time every week, ready to rock and roll, but because he sincerely wants the show to be better all the time. Simple as that. He wants it to be better. Comes up with ideas. I mean, he treats the show like it's his own. And it is. That's what makes him special. That's what makes you special. I mean, he came in today, and this is what he was talking about. You know, if the things you say are true, I'm ready for a quantum leap because so many goals are happening. So many things are happening. He was just crackling with enthusiasm. And I couldn't help but smile. Why? Because he's living the power hour. He's just not pushing the buttons and sliding the tracks, taking out the cracks and making sure it gets online. No. He's making the show happen. He's a magic man. Yeah. And you'll attract people like that to you too when you set goals. I want to thank Bob Adlock because he was my first producer on the Mac Newton Power Hour online at Cox Cable. And he said, I know you've never done any of this before, but you're a quick learner. We all are when it's what you want to do. Pat McMahon, JC up in San Fran, John Booker, still miss you, brother. And, of course, the fabulous Natasha. And I got to include Lisa, the lovely Lisa, in my thanks every week because I tell you what, man, without her as my administrative assistant in my business, I'm not exactly sure where I would be because they say, well, she's my right hand. I think she's my right and left hand most of the time. You know, I'm one of these people that when I've got my staff around me, I'm the dumbest person in the room, and I want to be. And I want to run a business where I'm surrounded by millionaires, but I don't want any of them to have been millionaires before they came to work for me. I want everyone that works for me to eventually become a millionaire, at the very least. And I hope you feel the same way. Absolutely. All right, gang, you guys be good to yourselves. And, of course, be true to yourselves, which means let your words and your actions match. Save your best behavior for those who are close to you. Don't forget to tip your waitresses, and don't forget to stretch. 3, 2, 1. Peace. The Mac Daddy is out.